There are so many reasons to love Subaru of Gwinnett. And this April, Subaru of Gwinnett is working hand-in-hand with the community because Subaru loves the earth. From being the largest corporate donor to the National Parks Foundation to planting over a million trees, we wrap our arms around the community. It's part of the Subaru Love Promise, our commitment to improving lives in the communities where we live and work. And it's just one reason why Subaru is more than a car company. Visit Subaru of Gwinnett on Satellite Boulevard in Duluth to learn more about how we're taking action.
It's Braves Pregame Daily for your Friday morning, May the 14th, 2021. He's Chris Domino. I'm Kevin McAlpin. And boy, waking up this morning, it certainly feels like Groundhog Day. Braves swept by the Blue Jays. 8-4 was your final in the finale yesterday. Another contest that saw Toronto's offense come to life late. A run in the eighth to tie it. Four more in the ninth to take the lead. And Chris, if the Braves don't have to see the Blue Jays again until, what, late February, early March in spring training, next year, that probably won't be a moment too soon. 0-6 against Toronto are the Braves here in 2021.
I don't know how many offers you'll pull in five or more, six, seven games, but certainly, again, we talk about it. The interleague play has not been a good number. Toronto, who's 6-4 in their last 10, so do the math, Braves fans. That's courtesy of us. Their six wins in their last 10 games. They find themselves now in a position to think, they're an okay baseball team when it comes to their division. They're in second place right now. They're a game and a half behind the Boston Red Sox. Both of those teams, 6-4 in their last 10. The Yankees are 7-3, so they bunch it up. You know, it's Boston, Toronto, the Yankees, Tampa, all within three games of each other. The reason I bring it up, everybody was talking about the National League East, that it might be the best division in baseball. Well, you have two teams now at least over 500 in the Mets and Philadelphia, but Atlanta and Miami are now tied at 17-20. I think that's the wake up, what's going on around here? You're the same baseball team in a lot of ways as the Miami Marlins, and the most important way, 17-20, 37 games in, you have the same record.
Yeah, that's usually, in most situations, that's not necessarily the company you want to find yourselves in, especially in this division, being compared with the Marlins. I get they were a postseason team last year, but I don't think a lot of folks had the same expectations for Miami here this season. If we feel like a broken record talking about Charlie Morton starts, once again, I mean, it feels like you just every 5 days talk about one inning where Charlie can't stop the bleeding. And I think that, you know, we talked about it on the Ford Leadoff Show. Braves fans are waiting to see Charlie Morton be Charlie Morton. And unfortunately, through the first 6 weeks of the season, Chris, that hasn't happened. In that fifth inning, it was just more of the same. An outing that sees him give up a leadoff base hit to a guy who's hitting, what, about a .150. And then again, it turns into a three-run inning. And just like that, Toronto feels really good about themselves. So frustrating to see what has happened here with Morton not being able to put teams away and get that third out, get that third strike, and have innings continue. And Toronto sent eight to the plate, and boy, you just had the feeling of here we go again for Charlie.
Well, and then of course when you're in the baseball game, you kick it away later because your bullpen doesn't do the work. So I'm raising my hand first and foremost on Charlie, because I had said, now I expected it to be, this guy will be as valuable as anybody acquisition wise in the National League once September, and then God willing October comes. So it's only May. So how much of the towel am I actually throwing in? Well, I got a piece of it in now, because I just thought that he was going to be more of a given than this. The problem now is it's not just the one inning, and everybody keeps mentioning that. His velocity's up, but something is different in the fact that he can't get out of an inning clean. What looks like it could be a 12-pitch inning, all of a sudden there's two guys on base, there's a run scored, now we're up to 25 pitches that inning, and boom, there he goes. He goes away. He can't finish out innings, and that's really strange. If it was velocity, I would say, wow, the guy just dropped. As a matter of fact, he's throwing a baseball a little bit harder this year, it seems, not softer. So that's not it. There's something going on that he can't get off the mound. And it's not good for this team right now, because that inning, three runs here, four runs here, all of a sudden now when your offense is not going as well as you would think or as well as you would hope, then you have the bullpen problems that you do. Charlie Morton's starts get even worse than the numbers. And that's how I feel right now. The numbers are bad. Five ERAs are not good. $15 million for a guy who was supposed to come and stabilize everything in the middle of the rotation, because you were supposed to have Soroka, Freed, and him, and you don't. Now it gets magnified. And I think the magnification for me, Kevin, is with all the other stuff going on, I need him to be more of a shutdown guy than he's been at any point so far this season.
I agree with you. And again, this is not what I don't think anybody expected when they brought Charlie in. Thought he could be maybe even as high as your opening day starter. I think a lot of folks thought that that was a possibility. Obviously, that has not happened to this point. So, you know, look, I don't know what the I'm with you. I don't know what the problem is because the velo is fine. It's 95. His fastball is good. Breaking ball has been okay at times. I don't know if it's just a matter of he doesn't have the confidence in it, or maybe he's not throwing it in certain counts that maybe he was having success with in the last few years. But it's just really hard to pinpoint exactly what's been different because, again, it's not the velo. If the velo is dipping, that's the easy one to say, well, he's 92, 93, but he's not. He's still mid-90s. He's right where he needs to be.
I am not a believer that luck, good or bad, is what you want to run with for a long time. Drop third strike, seeing eye hit. That's all the stuff that can build up to have. But when it happens to you, can you then get out of the inning? That's what's not happening. It's not been shut down for Charlie Morton the way that it needed to be. We'll talk about the bullpen woes in a second. We'll talk about the injuries as well. I do want to let you know, though, one of the things that's happening, graduations and a whole bunch of stuff is happening now, obviously, this season at the end of May. Once June kicks in, summertime is coming. We got another professional golf tournament championship coming up next week. Hooters is going to give you Thursday through Sunday. If you are looking to just grab a beer with the fellas, if you're looking to actually do something after a softball game, you want to just take your wife out and you go, let's watch this and this and this, Hooters has got enough TVs to do all that. I want to mention our guy, Bruce Gallo from Hooters. He had a heck of a week this week. He played with John Daly and Charles Barkley right here in the city of Atlanta in a nice little practice round, and then they retreated back to John Daly's big bus. And from what I understand, good times had by all, no doubt about it. Hooters will give you the same opportunity, whether it's golf, whether it's MMA, UFC. Certainly basketball, NBA playoffs are coming, NHL playoffs are coming, and then baseball all spring, summer, into the fall along. Hooters will give you an opportunity. Sometimes if you sneak out for lunch, enjoy it, stick around a little bit longer after work or certainly on the weekends. Hooters is giving you an opportunity to expand Braves country. So the reason I bring up watching, I'm not really sure because everybody says June 1st. You better know a little bit about your enemy. If you're a sports fan, you know this. I'm not trying to scout anybody. I'm not telling you that I'm watching all these games to tell you where the Braves stand. But there are things, Kevin, in the National League that you look at, and I'll just care about the National League, even though, again, what you're doing now, 1-7 in interleague play?
Yes, 1-7.
Ooh. So here are the numbers, and here's what I think you have to worry about now. The Braves now officially 2 games under .500 at home. They're a game under on the road. Hence, you are 3 under overall. Against teams with a better than .500 record, you're 5-12. Now you're getting into that territory where you go, okay, not great at home, not great on the road, and all of a sudden you're not playing well against teams that have a plus .500 record, and Toronto just absolutely banged that number to the tune of 0-6 in that column. I try to figure out, want the good news or do you want the bad news?
Let's get the bad news out of the way.
Okay, the bad news is you're not a very good baseball team right now. And I can tell you there are 5, 6, 7 things. Close and late, no good. Bullpen saves, no good. Hold here, no hold there, no good. You've scored. Here's one that's supposed to be good news that's not, but it's bad news. 20% of your runs this year have been scored in the first inning. So it tells me you got 14 homers in the first inning. That's more than anybody in baseball. 20% of your runs are scored in the first inning. Normally you would think, okay, great, we're getting up in these games. Has it really paid off for this team? That's too many runs relative to what's happening in baseball games that are 9 innings to let me know that that first inning thing, the way that you're not closing out games, the way that you're blowing leads, the way that you're not winning late. Kevin, that number's not a great number right now because it seems to go from, hey, we're this offensively, and then I have 8 innings to make up the rest of those, you know, percentages, and it's not a good number. What should be a good number about first inning runs doesn't seem to be working for this team right now.
Well, not considering it seems like they come early and then that's all she wrote, and you have to sort of hold on and hope that your bullpen doesn't give up runs late. The other one that's interesting, Chris, is that they have 54 home runs on the season, and I got to dive in to see how many of these are solo home runs on the year. They lead the majors in home runs, but unfortunately, they're doing it with nobody on base. Yesterday, finally a 2-run homer from Dansby Swanson, but again, it's been so many solo shots, they're just not creating the traffic on the bases, so it's been frustrating to know that they're putting up the home runs, but there's nobody on base to enjoy it with when they get to home plate.
So here's the other piece of, you know, bad news when it comes to what it is you're not doing well. This is a God's honest truth now. This team has given up 188 runs, right? They're minus 21. I'm not a big run differential guy, but I do need the runs against numbers, 188. Do you know how many teams have given up more runs than the Braves, 188? Detroit at 191. Same amount of games. They've only given up 3 more runs. Let me tell you who else has given up more. The Angels, they don't pitch this side of Ohtani. They've given up 202. If you're trying to find somebody else that's given up more runs. They've given up the same number as Arizona. Arizona's played one more game. They've given up two more runs. And Colorado, that's it, Kevin. That's it. You're talking about Colorado, 14-24. You're talking about Arizona, who nobody believes, you know, is all that great. In one more game, they've only given up two more runs. When you start to look at, relatively speaking, what this team is not, there are a list of – Miami's given up 135 runs. Kevin, they've given up 50 runs less in the same exact amount of games. So there are cautionary tales all over. Now, here's the good news, and it's a solo piece of good news. Even though you're not a good baseball team right now, the good news is in the National League, you are bunched up with a bunch of teams who are not really good baseball teams. And it's not because you're three games under. Do I want to compare you to a team that's two over? You know, are you better than Milwaukee? I'll tell you what Milwaukee does. Thank goodness we're only facing one of their problems in Freddie Peralta, because they got two guys who the Atlanta Braves are not going to face this weekend, or else this one would seem more daunting. It's crazy. They're starting pitching. Burns, Woodruff, Peralta gave up two runs in 19 innings, and they lost two games to St. Louis because their offense isn't good. They're 3-7 in their last 10 with those three guys in a rotation. And Freddie Peralta, if you haven't looked, Freddie Peralta is the best pitcher that nobody's talking about in the National League right now.
Well, the Brewers have three of them. One of them was on the mound yesterday, Corbin Burns. I don't know if you saw this. 58 strikeouts before he issued a walk this season. I mean, that is just incredible numbers that he's put up. And then Brandon Woodruff, another guy that he's probably one of the best pitchers in baseball that not a lot of folks talk about because he pitches for the Brewers and they're not exactly, a marquee team. But what Woodruff has done this year as a 28-year-old, a 1.64 ERA in 8 starts. He has 61 punchouts in 49 and a third innings. So again, the good news, and let's give the folks a little bit of good news. You don't have to face Burns. You don't have to see Woodruff this weekend. You're right. You will see Peralta in the series finale on Sunday, but at least you avoid their two big guns on the mound. So, I mean, maybe, just maybe, that's the baseball god saying, hey, maybe we owe the Braves a couple one of these here over the course of the weekend.
That's nice. You can anger the baseball gods very quickly by not taking advantage of what it is they lay at your feet.
Yeah,
they're 3-7 in their last 10. They're two games over 500 with those three starters and one of the best closers in baseball. Here's their problem. They don't score runs. They've scored 139 runs now in 38 games. Do the math on that. They're not good offensively. Yelich being out has really hurt them. So I don't want to say that, hey, look, you're every bit as good as them because they throw better than you right now. But as we said, two-thirds of they throw better than you right now are not going to be in the series. You better take advantage of that as early as tonight to try to get off the schneid. Here's the last thing for me when it comes to this team. Watching and being frustrated by, here comes the home run. Here comes the, you know, again, it's four late that doom you. What did we say about what's happening with this team? One-run games you can hang and I still feel okay. Get to 2-3, Kevin, with a couple of six outs left. This is not the team that they've been, and I think it's been played out now. I think there's it's sort of like a gut punch when they get down more than a run in the eighth and ninth inning, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't know if you agree. It sort of feels like, wow, I'm in the corner, I'm on my stool, my guy's telling me I'm still in the fight, but I'm sort of battered, and I'm not really coming out swinging as hard, and the knockout punch certainly hasn't worked for this team late.
No, it has not. And what you saw in this series from Toronto is what we used to see from the Braves the last three seasons, scoring runs late. Ben Ingram pointed this out on the broadcast yesterday, and I thought this was really, you know, eye-opening. The Blue Jays, in the eighth and ninth innings of these three games, scored 10 runs in the final two innings of those three games. The Braves scored 8 runs the whole series.
Yeah, watch this. You know what I'm doing here? Can you hear that? So that wins. That stat, those facts right there, everything else gets torn up now because that wins. That plays.
Yeah. Yeah.
And again, they're not a great baseball team, but they certainly have enjoyed playing against the Atlanta Braves. They're now four games over. And, you know, location, location, location. Do I think Toronto thought they were going to go 6-0 against this team when spring training broke? No, I doubt it. They're confident. They're a good baseball team. Their lineup is put together. Look, you got a guy in Semien right now who all he wants to do is get on base.
Right.
All he wants to do is get on base, and Hernandez is the guy, and it only takes one day to have a guy beat you. Teoscar Hernandez and Semien are guys that you had to worry about where you go, well, where's Bichette? He had a big hit, But it's kind of crazy. No Springer and everything else. And I got Teoscar Hernandez winning the game. And I got Semien being a bigger pain in the rear end than Ozzie Albies is. And that's probably not what we were hoping for this year.
No, it's not. And this, again, if the Braves don't have to see the Blue Jays again until spring training of next year, it'll probably be too soon. Braves and Brewers tonight, a little bit later of a start, 8:10 Eastern, as they are in the Central Time Zone. So you know what that means, Chris, for folks out there listening to us?
I know what it means. Happy hour goes a little bit longer.
Yeah, and if you're thinking about happy hour, well, why don't you pick up a bottle of Grey Goose Essences, premium distilled vodka, zero carbs and zero sugars, just 73 calories per serving, three great different flavors of watermelon and basil, rosemary and white peach, and strawberry and lemongrass. Again, just 73 calories, all natural, and like you said time and time again, it's Grey Goose. It's great stuff. We all know that already. You've been drinking Grey Goose your whole life. So pick up a bottle of Grey Goose Essences, and hopefully you can enjoy a cocktail and watch the Braves score some runs tonight. Maybe get off the schneid and get things going in the right direction.
Yeah, wine is so 2020. You know, if you're going to bring a bottle of wine to somebody, you're dating yourself. You're 2020. You're 2018. You're 2016. Bring a bottle of vodka. Let the party really begin this spring and summer. Bring over some Grey Goose essence on top of that. Last one, I just want you to roll this around your head as we finish up. The Kansas City Royals have lost 11 games in a row. Mm-hmm. Lost 11 games in a row. They're 16-20.
Yeah.
Your Atlanta Braves are 17-20. I'm not telling you. Just do with it what you will. I gave you the numbers about the runs against and how few teams have had. Kansas City has given up fewer runs than the Atlanta Braves so far this year. So I'm just saying that there are screaming. I don't want to play the numbers game. I'm not trying to invent new numbers. This isn't, you know, sabermetrics. This isn't overanalyzing anything. This isn't trying to come up with a new formula. There are basic things, and the most basic of all is you can't win a baseball game late. And when you can't do that, the biting in the rear end, or at least the emphasis on really having to be up. Kevin, when was the last time it felt like this team was up 5-1? 7-2.
I'm scrolling through my book to find out. Even the Phillies game when they had a 6-1 lead. Yeah. You know, they had a 4-1 lead after one, and they sort of had to hold on that one. Yeah, it doesn't seem like – I can't remember one where I felt like they're just going to cruise to a victory.
Right. And a really good baseball team has nights when they cruise. So let's just say on paper they're a good team. A good team. Not playing good baseball now, but they're a good team. There are teams in the National League that can say the same things about themselves. Same exact things as the Atlanta Braves, certainly a National League contender. We'll find out how quickly you can get turned around. Let's hope tonight in Milwaukee it actually gets started. We will do this again tomorrow. Look, maybe we sent some good vibes out. We gave you all this stuff that hasn't worked well. Everybody has realized everybody's a little bit down. It's Friday. Maybe you got something going on in your house, as they said, proms, graduations. Maybe you're going to take your eyes off the Braves for a minute, and then you're going to come back and be pleasantly surprised. Hopefully it starts as early as tonight, as you said, with a little bit of a later start. Enjoy your Friday afternoon. Kevin and I will do it again tomorrow. Hopefully we're talking about a Braves win. Hopefully we're talking about one of those 6-1 leads coast after that. We'll see if the Atlanta Braves can do it to push it a little bit closer to 500 in the National League East overall as well. We'll come back. We'll do it again. Please hit subscribe, play, do it every day. We're here every day, the Daily Pregame Podcast, right here on the Braves Radio Network.
There are so many reasons to love Subaru of Gwinnett. And this April, Subaru of Gwinnett is working hand-in-hand with the community because Subaru loves the earth. From being the largest corporate donor to the National Parks Foundation to planting over 1 million trees, we wrap our arms around the community. It's part of the Subaru Love Promise, our commitment to improving lives in the communities where we live and work. And it's just one reason why Subaru is more than a car company. Visit Subaru of Gwinnett on Satellite Boulevard in Duluth to learn more about how we're taking action. The winningest team in baseball also has the most saves, and people who save the most money are winners. So start earning saves by investing in worthy bonds for only $10 each. These bonds earn a fixed 7% APY, and there's no fees, penalties, or minimum balance required, and they can be redeemed whenever you like. You can even round up everyday purchases to buy additional bonds. Go to worthybonds.com/save. That's worthybonds.com/save. And save and win.
Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.